to the social expedition.
Hey, what's so funny?
We're missing the
digitally
social experience, yeah. Produced by Luna Webb. This is show number 54, December 10th, 2010.
All right. I have to imagine that music.
Well, it'll play just before this, but it just won't overlap.
It'll fade out.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's good. So there is all kinds of stuff going on right now. And it just as you guys were talking about last time. Oh, by the way, I'm Dave Barger.
I'm Ansley Phones.
I'm Rachel Smith.
And last time y'all were talking about maybe doing kind of a gift buying guide, kind of a geeky widget thing.
Not only did we talk about it, yeah. But we actually decided to do it.
All right.
And we've brought a few items from our geek gift list, wish list. I'll start. That's great. I thought that we could, maybe pick a gift around $20 or under, something for under $100, and then, a whatever you want gift, so that there's something in everyone's budget.
So did y'all figure out that, okay, you're taking care of Apple stuff and you're working on different platforms? I mean,
it's just kinda random stuff, none of which overlaps.
Really?
It's just what I want.
You randomly went out and picked geeky
Can
stuff?
Can I just say that I just got a paper cut? Oh my God. Keep going.
I just picked out some things that I would actually want. And actually, and one of the things on this list is actually on my Christmas list.
Mine too.
Oh, really? Oh.
Of the few items I will get from my parents,
one
of them will be this.
Okay.
See if you can guess which one.
Oh, well, that'll be
good. That's a fun game. Let's play.
I'll let them know.
Okay, so what would you have under the tree now?
Well, my item under... Let's start with the one under $100. I think this is a really neat gift. So, I've seen a couple of versions of this out on the web, but the one I like the most is called Dots Gloves. That's D-O-T-S Gloves. And they're gloves with conductive thread in the fingertips so that you can use them with a touchscreen without having to take off your gloves because your hands get cold in the winter.
Oh.
And the problem with the touchscreens, I've had some gloves that I've modified by cutting off like the thumb or something like that so that I could,
really,
operate my phone, especially while I'm running. I run and my hands get cold.
From the law.
Yeah, from the law. But, I want to be able to use my touchscreen on my phone to listen to my music while I run. So I've got to have some way of reaching it. But these gloves, you don't have to take them off. They've got conductive thread in it. And actually, here's a secret. Well, they're $20. Oh, so this is my $20 under gift. Pardon me. They're $20 at dotsgloves.com. And here's a cheat, though. If you can find conductive thread... And I have no idea where to find this, but apparently you can order it online.
Mm-hmm.
Then you can just sew a few stitches into the fingertip of whatever glove you want.
Oh,
and
yeah?
Make custom iPod, iPhone, iPad touchscreen gloves.
Well.
Is that what's on your Christmas list?
Well, I put a pair of gloves actually made for this, but you can make your own with the conductive thread. If you can find it, you just have to be able to do a few stitches.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's interesting.
It just completes the circuit from the finger to the screen. You can use them with touchscreen.
So you can do this on your iPad?
Mm-hmm.
You can
do it on your iPad, any touchscreen.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You just sew a few stitches into maybe the index finger and the thumb of the glove. Without your fingers in the gloves.
Okay.
Would be ideal, unless you really like those gloves and you want to wear them for a long time. And sew your hands into them.
I see. Okay. Well, that's good. I'm glad you clarified that it was the under the $20 thing. Because at first, it was the $100 thing. I was like, oh, okay. Well, these are going to be some fancy gloves.
These are only $20. There's actually some at the Museum of Modern Art store online that are more... I think they're $37.
Okay.
So a little pricier. So I found a less expensive version at dotsgloves.com, and they come in a couple of colors.
Okay. So you're going to put the links to those gloves?
Yes, I absolutely will.
All right. Well, hey, so instead of you running through all yours, it'd be a good time to alternate.
Okay, yeah.
Can you top some gloves?
Let's hope so. Those do sound cool, though. So what I've got are, let's go with the item of Angry Birds plush dolls. $14.99. Beat that.
Nice.
Yeah. So you can get the birds, plural, or you can get a pig, but there's a variety of them. And yeah, they're $14.99 on angrybirds.com.
Now, is each one $14.99, or do you get a set?
No, you get one for $14.99.
Do they just sit there, or do they explode?
Unfortunately, they just sit there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Yeah, so I think it's cool. There's so many obsessed Angry Birds freaks out there right now. There really, really are.
I think they should make Angry Birds, like, those things that you squeeze, the stress reliever balls.
Yeah.
Because they're kind of round little characters, and so they could make stress reliever balls out of them, and that would be perfect.
You know, I just thought about this. I'm just going to throw it out there, and I'm going to give away one of the things that I got Dave for Christmas. Maybe the only thing. Who knows? But Target...
You got Dave something for Christmas.
Well, only because because it was so perfect, you know? You saw it, and you're like, God, who could I get this for? Oh, yeah, my boss. And so it is a stress reliever ball, but it's a 404 file not found ball.
Nice!
Yeah, so those are at Target on the, I guess I'm going to give this away, $5 shelf. Or wow. Maybe that was like $1. It's like a shelf of, like, crap. Uh-huh. You know, I'm like, oh no.
I don't. Merry Christmas, Dave. Here's some crap.
Yeah, exactly. But you know, I got Dave one and I got Christy one because it's just, you know, it's too appropriate to pass up. So yeah, so that's a goodie. That's the stocking stuffer that accompanies my Angry Bird.
Huh.
Nice. Yeah.
Well, maybe we should have like Target type thing going on where Target practice. You know, bring your Angry Bird whatever out to the country and your rifles or your shotguns and
like
do it for real.
Skeet shooting?
That'd be amazing.
Throw it up and pow, pow. Yeah. I mean, like, literally, it is one of those things, and I am such a nerd, and I don't go out during the weekdays, so what I do is I look very forward to instant Netflix and whatever new Angry Birds game there is that day, because it's like the 25 Days of Christmas on there. So you get to unlock a new level every day.
What's the Angry Birds is having the 25 Days of Christmas?
Yeah, Angry Birds has like a season edition, and so like on my lunch hour, I beat the 10th. Yeah, I beat the 10th one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Congratulations.
So that's how that goes. Yeah, I know.
Well, that's
lofty
good.
Lofty goals I have.
So people like doing that kind of stuff on their lunch hour instead of at night when they could be sleeping or I guess that's good. You're playing Angry Birds and. Yeah.
It's a stress reliever. Unless it takes you to
good mental break in the middle of the day.
Exactly. All right, Ansel, your turn.
Well, my next item is my favorite item on my list. Even more so than my big ticket item is the Griffin Slap Watch cover for the iPod Nano.
Mm-hmm.
It's awesome. So you take the iPod Nano.
Which you need that first, though, right?
Well, yeah, but that might be on my Christmas list.
Well, that's what I'm saying, though. You don't have a Nano yet, and so you're going to ask for the Nano.
You can still wear it without the Nano in it.
Well, yeah, but where's the fun in that? So you're going to get a Nano for Christmas and this, right?
All right, well, we just gave away which one I'm actually getting for Christmas, but...
Oh, my bad.
The Griffin Slapwatch is the one that's actually on my Christmas list that I will actually own come Christmas Day. I'm getting the Nano and this Griffin Slapwatch. Basically, you take the Nano, you slip it in the cover, and then it's a Slapwatch. So, you know, like 80s or was it 90s?
Let's say 90s.
It was sometime before
they were
I can
outlawed. Remember that? Were they outlawed at your school?
I don't think that I was old enough when they were popular to experience them being outlawed, but... You know, you just slap them right on your wrist, they wrap around, and then there's actually a setting on the Nano where if it idles, you can have it display a watch. And so you could actually wear it as a watch with headphones coming out of it. Anyway, it's super geeky, and I don't know if I'll wear it for real. I'll probably wear it when I run, but I don't know if I'll wear it for real because I don't know if I'll be able to face that shame. I want to own it.
The only thing I'm concerned about with that is, so I've got one of those like wrap around your bicep sort of things, you know. And one thing I don't like about it is whenever you are running, back when I did run, is that you've got your headphones, and so that motion is actually sometimes yanking your headphones out. So I would imagine that if it's moved all the way down to your wrist, then you've got even a tighter, you know.
Right now I just run with my phone and the music on my phone, and I just hold it in my hand. So
you don't have that. So maybe that
it would be an improvement from that. at least.
I just don't like that tangled. I do like the idea. So I think the solution to this is that Apple should come out with, like, wireless headphones.
There are wireless headphones out. They don't really have wireless earbuds right now, which is my hesitancy.
Yeah.
Which is why I've hesitated to buy any.
That's what I mean. That's what I would want was the earbuds.
But they do have wireless headphones, but of course they're also expensive.
True. And then, like, the headphones that come with the iPhones now have the mic in them, so you can plug them in and be talking on the phone, which I like that. So I'd assume that if you went wireless earbuds, you wouldn't have that anymore.
It might actually be worth it, though, if I'm going to be wearing my iPod as a watch to invest in some wireless headphones. So
I would.
Now, is the Nano, does it have Bluetooth in it?
No. But I guess you would plug something into the headphone jack.
Oh, one more thing to go dangling around.
Yeah, but, I mean, otherwise you've got headphones running into your watch.
Speaking of dangling, maybe if we have time, we should come back to that. Post door prizes type things.
Pick that
they're
up.
Here.
We still here. They're still here at Luna Web.
Yeah.
Come to Twilight Camp. Next week, you can get them.
It's okay. And if you re-gift it to somebody, it's okay. We won't tell.
Yeah. They're not wrapped, or you're not gonna rip anything off of it or anything.
Yeah.
So
they're in good shape.
Yeah. Good to go. So okay.
Whose turn is it? Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
It's fine.
There we are.
All right. So this is one of those things where I wouldn't use this because I just don't buy into some things. But, the whole RFID thing, like just swipe your credit card across and it triggers that info. Mm-hmm. So there was a news report that came out a couple of weeks ago. And my mom, took time out over Thanksgiving to, show me this report. And that was that if somebody were walking by you, they could basically just, yank your credit card info out if they had, this RFID detector.
Yeah.
So there are these RFID wallets now that have sort of like this this protective encasing so that they can't do that. So, if you're one of those people who's really concerned with getting hacked, then that may be good. I just don't care. And I know maybe I should, but, I'm way too laid back about some things. I'm just like, if they get it, I'll shut it down, blah, 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 blah.
See, I'm the same way about it, and I probably should be more careful, but I guess my thought is I'll be more careful when I actually have some assets to protect.
Right.
Because right now I'm like, there's no money in my bank account. Right. What are they going to do to me?
Exactly.
So that's how I feel about it right now. And I don't have a credit card.
If you can get, $4.95 off a million people without them really noticing it.
Very true.
Well, they can have my $4.95 if that's all they're taking from me.
That's the way to do it. Do a little bit at a time so people don't notice.
Yeah.
I can guarantee you that I probably shouldn't say this over the web, but if you stole $5 from me, I would never notice. Not because I'm that loaded,
sure,
but because at any given time, I do not have
it's
that much
fee,
of a...
I'd be like, where did I spend that?
No, yeah.
Somewhere.
Yeah, it's not even a whole tank of gas.
Exactly. So, yeah, the RFID blocker.
Well, that's a good one. That's a good... I just saw that video the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
I think, actually, WREG covered it as a special. But that is... that's $17.99 for a wallet. That's not too bad.
Okay. Well, that's good. That's good. That was definitely scary. Not all credit cards have that. Evidently, there's that little symbol on your cards that you can look at to see
if
you...
Yeah, check that out.
See That was good. So, bouncing back over to your list.
Well, I just wanted to very quickly do a quick comparison. I've been interested in the new MacBook Airs, and as of yet, hadn't done a whole lot of research on them, but it's Christmas time, and my brother's getting a new computer, so I was doing some research on his behalf.
Is this an older brother?
This is my little brother.
Now, does he get your hand-me-downs? I just have to ask, sorry.
Not my hand-me-down electronics.
Oh.
Your hand-me-down clothes, your little brother does?
No, I mean, hand-me-down car, hand-me-down...
Tinker toys.
And
Legos, some of that general...
I guess the Legos were always usually his. Actually, most of his toys I ended up adopting. My entire... any claim that I have to geekery, any kind of video... I played a lot of video games when I was a kid and, watched all the Star Wars films a million times and, But all of that is because of him, because I had this little brother who was really into it, so I got really into it too. Wow. So I owe basically, you know, all of this geekery interest to him.
Now it makes sense.
So, you know, you get an excuse and a claim to fame with that. You know, because if you were like an only child, and you were like the one playing the video games, then you'd be like, really? You're a girl playing video games. So you got a brother, you're like, yeah, I'm cool because I play video games, and it comes from my brother because I didn't ask for that for Christmas. You know?
Yeah.
So you got the good end of both deals.
So, you know, his gift was the PlayStation, and then we both played it.
Yeah.
So I got the benefit without any of the cost. It was great.
Sorry, you were on a notebook.
She was going somewhere.
Yeah.
I was looking at the new MacBook Airs, in particular, the MacBook Air, the 11-inch with the slightly upgraded storage, so it's 128 gigabytes instead of 64, which is $1,200 for all intents and purposes, which is the same price as the 13-inch MacBook Pro. And I was just comparing stats a little bit, and I mean, basically, it looks like the MacBook Air is really light. It's 2.3 pounds, which is, I mean, it's insane. It's just, it's like nothing. And it's only 11 inches. But I mean, just in terms of power, it can't even compare to the same price point in the MacBook Pro. I mean, it's got half the power in the core. It's got half the RAM. It's got half the storage. It's in flash storage, which I thought was interesting. I didn't realize that the Air had a flash storage.
Flasks sold separately.
Flash. But it's also, in terms of pounds, half the weight. And so I just thought it was interesting. I have not decided which one I would recommend to him. I personally would not be able to use a MacBook Air for all of the programs I run. You know, I do a lot in Adobe and things like that, and I just don't think that I'd have the power there in the MacBook Air. Mm-hmm. And he is a film major and works with a lot of Final Cut Pro, so I'm pretty sure MacBook Air is not going to cut it for him either.
Yeah, that's out. Now, at first, like it's like an iPad with a lid. Are you kind of going
there? Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, maybe...
And doesn't it run on apps only?
No, it's got the OS, but...
Ooh, okay.
But they've introduced the App Store as a supplement. It's not just apps like the iPad. But... It does. I have heard good things about it. I have a good friend of mine bought one and really likes it a lot. And I think that definitely for someone who is looking for the prestige of owning an Apple and the portability of having a netbook, it's definitely a good option. But if you can, you know, reconcile yourself to 2 more pounds and 2 more inches on the screen and get it around, I would definitely go for the MacBook Pro.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah.
That sounds like where it's at. Now, can you go lay your hands on one of these, like at Best Buy or at the Apple Store or that kind of thing?
I haven't gotten a chance to play with one. I played with the MacBook Air when it first came out, and it was very light and very thin and sleek to no end. But yeah, it's just not. It doesn't have the power there. It's just a way overpriced mini netbook.
Yeah. Okay.
That's how I feel about it.
Gotcha.
My turn.
Your turn.
Yes, I am. Okay, so I don't have a big budget gift. I have another gift, but like the birds were $14.99 and the wallet was $17.99. I'm trying to be very cost efficient over the Christmas holidays, just because I have my nephew is turning. He's 11, so this is like his last fun Christmas. So I'm trying to like be cost effective, but then also like give him a lot of crap because it may be the last time he ever wants it. So that's why there's no big budget item.
I'm sure he'll still want a lot of crap.
Yeah, but it's not like Legos, you know?
No.
Like there's no toys in that. And that's really, really fun to buy. Legos are and play with. Okay, so what my last item, it's actually 2 in 1. Alright, and it accomplishes the same thing, but I'm gonna give you 2 options here. 1, Bluetooth speakers for your iPad, if you have an iPad. Or 2, you can get the external or the extender, the connector. That'll go from your iPad to, like, if you have, like, a docking station. You can hook it up that way. Because I ran into this problem in that I asked for one of these for Christmas, another docking station, because mine sort of...
For your iPhone?
It ended its life.
For your iPad?
For my iPod.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So I had a docking station for my iPod, and it's no longer working. So I asked for another one for Christmas,
which was one of the items that I got on Black Friday for half the price. But then I realized that because of the cradle that it sits in, because the iPad is bigger, then an iPad will not sit in that cradle. So in order to accomplish that connection, you have to connect over Bluetooth. So there are very few docking stations that provide that Bluetooth connection. So the way to accomplish that is through an extender or through a Bluetooth either docking station, which there are very, very few of those at this point, or just Bluetooth speakers.
So is the extender just something that plugs into the bottom of the iPad and then into the
docking station?
The docking station?
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting.
Yeah, so it's just whichever way you want to go. So if you've got like an iPhone, an iPod, and an iPad, then maybe the docking station with the connector is the best way to go. Depending on if you've got music spread across all three of those devices like I do. Because I don't have it all in one.
I'm beginning to experience some music frustration in terms of there's music on my computer, I don't have on my phone, I don't have on my iPad, I don't have on my iPod, and I can never remember where anything is.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got too much stuff.
Now, you're buying musics, right?
Of course.
Okay.
I never do anything illegal in terms of having music. Never.
Well, there's one album I wound up buying on my phone that I already had on the iPad just because I just had to have it.
Yeah, because it's in different places and you really want it. Yeah, I'm the same way. So.
And I know there's ways to take care of that, but it's a hassle and hassles are time and I don't have much of it. You know, I have not even have you guys upgraded your iPads yet?
She has, I haven't.
I have.
Where you can multitask?
I haven't noticed a huge difference besides the fact that I can listen to Pandora and check my email at the same time.
Now, did you get this rotating screen thing figured out? Because they changed that button on the side.
I know. I haven't really been using the screen lock.
Oh, really?
Anyway, so.
I wear it out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, what do I do? Like, if I'm reading in bed or reading on the couch, as soon as you, like, lay down, the screen will want to rotate. It's like, no, don't rotate. You know, so I use that lock button quite frequently. And then I've got at least one iPhone application that's on the iPad. And that's for Socialcast that we use. Mm-hmm. And so it only has one particular orientation. Mm-hmm. So
yeah. Facebook too does. Facebook also does, right?
You know, I just use the browser.
Oh, okay.
I don't use the app.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm that way with a lot of things. So I just go to the browser version, a mobile browser version, instead of an app.
Going back to the music thing, though, I just wanted to mention, so it sounds like we're all so ready to have our music in the cloud.
Yeah, absolutely.
When is this happening?
Yeah, I'm
ready.
You know, it's probably the streaming thing that would get you, you know, because then when I want to listen to something, I don't have a signal or... You know, I got to use up my minutes, you know, for my tethering type situation.
Well, if you had it all up in there and then, you know, you could still use the memory on your phone or whatever device you're using, but then you would have this backup of all of your music in the cloud. And if you were on some computer where you didn't have your music and you had a Wi-Fi connection, you could access your music. Why hasn't this happened?
Yeah, it would be just good if my phone would sync to the iPad.
You know, I sold my MacBook a couple of months ago, and so I had all my music on there, and because my iPod was, like, missing at the time, so I couldn't, like, transfer it over there, and then my phone wasn't big enough, I had to delete quite a bit of music just, you know, in getting rid of my MacBook, which is probably a good thing I did, because I had some pretty embarrassing things on there that was time for it to go, but still... You know, just to lose, that's like losing a part of yourself.
Yeah.
At least for me it is.
It'll be there in 20 years and you'll like it again. And it'll be cool then. It'll come back.
Yeah. Oh, this stuff would have never come back. This wasn't like Johnny Cash. I mean, this was like really ridiculous 90s music that should have never.
I bought a Johnny Cash here.
Huh?
I bought a Johnny Cash.
I'm not huge. Everybody likes Johnny Cash.
Yeah, I'm a fan of his, but I didn't throw away Johnny Cash. I would never do that. That's blasphemy.
Have we talked about the Johnny Cash project?
No.
Okay, so if I have the URL wrong, Ansley, you'll correct it in the blog post. But I believe it's the JohnnyCashProject.com. It's this huge collaborative effort, and you go there, and there's a music video, and they give you different frames, and you can take a frame and then edit it yourself and contribute it back to the project. And they have this movie going, this video of this one particular song with all these different frames contributed by all these different people, all sewn together in this one video. And it's amazing.
Hmm.
And it changes. Awesome. It changes all the time.
It is the Johnny it Cash Project.
The Johnny,
is it?
We just double checked it. It is the JohnnyCashProject.com.
I've actually got something to contribute to this.
Yeah. So I don't know how. We're just all over the place here.
Oh, yeah.
We must be.
That's okay.
What? ADD?
It's 2010, man. It's ending. My brain is gone. It really is. I'm not there.
You're looking for that turning the new corner in 2011.
I am. I've got a list of things. What is it called? When your New Year's list? What is that?
Resolutions?
Yeah, man. I've got lots of them. Yeah,
man.
Wow.
I'm really gonna.
Why don't you start thinking about resolutions for next year?
Oh.
My resolution this year was to stop biting my nails. Check.
Oh, well, good. There was a Johnny Cash thing. That's good. You got to check it out. It's very amazing if you like collaborative type works.
Can I add something to that?
You bet.
So, you know, HTML5 and in all of this stuff. So I checked out this music video the other day by Arcade Fire, if you're a fan of theirs. And so what they've done is they've created a music video in HTML5. So you go to thewildernessdowntown.com. If you're a fan of their music. If not, it's just neat to check out anyway. So you go and you enter your child, where you grew up as a child. Granted, I grew up in small town Mississippi, so there wasn't a lot of Google data for this. So you enter where you grew up and it pulls in all of that data. So then the music video, which is sort of like this theme of like running away, essentially, it's bringing in all this like Google Places data and like images of your childhood street and your childhood home and things like that. And it's all in this video. It's very, very cool.
Cool.
I checked it out the other day.
I wonder what they're doing with that data.
Huh.
The address of the place where you grew up.
Oh, yeah.
That's my question. I actually had to enter in a different address, like I said, because there was nothing on, yeah.
Oh, small town. Cotton fields.
Yeah, not really. It's just a, you know, small town, and, you know, who else is going to Google that?
Yeah.
Besides me. So, yeah, thewildernessdowntown.com. Hmm. A good use of HTML5.
I do have one thing to contribute. To the,
is it about
to
the dangle
to the,
thing?
To the Christmas thing. Okay. No, we might
Christmas,
get there.
Oh, yeah. Christmas.
You know, the whole present thing. And that is, you need to go to one of these big box stores like Best Buy and look at the readers that they have there. Because they're so pad-centric type of devices that I am sure that there's a lot of readers being sold this holiday season that are they're being purchased as gifts for people who want that iPad thing, and so-and-so is going to buy it for them, and it's not really the pad that they were looking for.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of companies kind of trying to cash in on the pad craze type thing going
on.
This
is not the pad you were looking for.
No, seriously, because you go in there, and it's very tricky.
Well, you're overwhelmed by selections that if you really aren't that savvy about them, then you're just like, oh, that's a pad. Let's go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and it gets on the web, too.
Yeah.
And it is a reader. Beautiful looking devices.
It's got the internets. You
know? and all intertwined in all that are some of these actual Android tablets that are out there, which are nice. And I think they're worthy of you looking at. They may be hard to pick up because the one I saw was like mounted to the cabinet and you could not lift it.
I read on, I believe it was Wired.com, that the Galaxy had a much better reception than... anticipated, and I don't remember what the number was that they had sold, but it was more than they had thought they were going to right off the bat. So
but that's
good
one
for them.
That you checked out though, and you didn't like it, right?
I think it was maybe it wasn't. I know I picked up the 7-inch one, and that was the Dell one. Is that Dell?
Oh, there's Dell has their little small
7-inch, and then you know I'm not sure that the other one was the Galaxy.
It may not have been. There's some other lesser known names that are out there this one I saw was a ViewSonic pad, and it had an orientation that was unique, more so like a wide screen for showing movies.
That's the one that I saw. It was more thin and tall.
Yeah, sure.
Or if you turned it the other way, it was more wide and short.
Right, exactly. So no, I think we're probably wrapping it up on the time.
Yes, I think so. Yeah. But we're just going to leave people dangling about whatever the dangle thing was.
We'll get to it next time.
Okay, next time.
I promise. Yeah, we'll get to this dangle thing.
Okay. All right.
Okay. All right. Well, hey, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
The Social Expedition podcast is produced at the offices of LunaWeb, a Memphis leader in web development and social media, online at lunaweb.com. LunaWeb is a full-service web agency meeting Memphis's online needs since 1995. Our theme music is The Year Before the War by Eric Maskell, available online at ericmaskell.com. For more information about the Social Expedition, including links mentioned during the podcast, visit socialexpedition.com. Thanks for listening.